I know the high IQ, you know what? They are walking dictionaries. But they might just as well be that. They can glibly give you the definition of words. And when it comes to putting the reality behind those words into practice, oh, that's something else. It is Holy Communion that makes Christian charity possible. Loving God, even when He sends us pain. And what's pain? Very simply, you must have heard this by now, and even this class, maybe a dozen times. Pain is whatever is contrary to our wills. But our faith tells us that behind what we call pain is the loving hand of God. And to draw deeper love from us in return. That's why, and what a privilege. Look, I'm a charlatan and a deceiver. If I did not, in some sliver degree, put into practice what I'm sharing with you. Pain is precious. The very opposite of what the world tells us. But you must be deeply in love with the God who faith tells us is behind that pain. Loving God, even when He takes away our most precious possessions, money, wealth, acceptance. I'm not in pastoral work. I'm 47 years in the priesthood. Easily, I have counseled 500 married couples. In every case, either one spouse causes pain to the other, or each causes pain to the other. And that's it. They were uncomfortable. How can I love him if he no longer loves me? There are people define being loved by someone, by that person satisfying what I want. That's what it means to love others. In other words, sacrificing what I want in order to do God's will, no matter how self-sacrificing, how much I have to give up. And when, is on the tip of my tongue, but I won't say it, one large archdiocese, when I asked the head of the marriage tribunal, how come you have a national reputation for giving so many annulments? I think I've quoted this to you before. Now, we believe everyone who comes to us for an moment has a right to one. And that's the end of the Catholic Church. And the present Holy Father, by the way, is just as well, just as well. He does not speak in private to everybody. His great hope for the Catholic Church of the future is Africa and Asia, and is not North America. Oh, the glib piety we can spout. How this needs to be. Do I use the verb hammered into our minds? In Africa, their problem with priestly vocations is they don't have enough money to build the seminaries. I know one bishop in Africa who does not even have a telephone in his chancery. They are so poor. How much we've got to learn. The only question in my mind is, will we ever learn it? But if we will, it can be only by restoration of faith. I'm talking to the right audience. That's why I use this language. You wouldn't be here, I wouldn't be here, as we have the faith about which we are speaking. But the task we have, there are tens and hundreds of thousands of our fellow Americans, dare I say it, millions, that should be converted. Somebody better do it. Please God, it will be we. Then we conclude, what is our main source of strength to love in the way we know we have to love, even to reach heaven, made possible only by a priest who has the power of offering Mass and thus bringing Christ literally from heaven into our own hearts. It is Jesus Christ in Holy Communion. And why do we need the Blessed Sacrament? We need the Blessed Sacrament present in our midst because we need to have Christ now on earth dispensing the same blessings he dispensed on earth during his visible stay in Palestine. In particular, is the same identical Jesus who is now in the Eucharist, has died and rose from the dead and ascended to his heavenly Father. Let me tell you, the more parish bulletins I read, the more magazines, nominally Catholic, that cross my path, the more I see. And I pray, Lord, and lighten them. A weakening, a darkening of faith in this real presence, which is absolutely indispensable, dare I say it, for the very survival of the Catholic Church in our day. Christ told us, "Behold, I am with you all days, even to the end of the world." These words have several meanings, but none more meaningful than that Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Mary, and my last opportunity. This is it. Jesus Christ, the same, utterly, numerically, historically, identical Jesus, who died on Calvary, who rose from the dead, who is at the right hand of his Heavenly Father, that same Jesus is in our midst in the Blessed Sacrament. And that we need both to believe and to foster devotion to, because since we believe the same identical Jesus, and since we further believe he is on earth, since he worked miracles during his visible stay on earth, is there anything to prevent him from working miracles now? No. Even as I'm saying this, I say to myself, I know what I'm talking about. Harden, they've heard this before. They'll be patient. They will listen. But don't be so sure that they're all convinced it is true. In the name of Jesus Christ, I can tell you, it is true. Only one condition for asking our Lord to work miracles. Only one. That he wants to. That's all. I got to talk, I'm not exaggerating, for the next 8 hours, proving that Christ works miracles today, especially miracles of bending stubborn, proud, lustful human wills to his divine will. But we must believe. Amen. We now take our 15-minute break. Let's make it till 25 after, because we've got a lot of matter to cover for our next class. In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us sinners,
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.